Good morning. I invite you to turn your hearts to the Lord in reading responsively the section on page right under a Reformation celebration, selections from Luther's Small Catechism and from Scripture. Our Father, who art in heaven, you would, by these words, tenderly invite us to believe that you are our true Father, and that we are your true children, so that we may with all boldness and confidence ask you as your children ask their dear Father. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Dear Father in heaven, do not look upon our sins, nor on their account deny our prayers. For we are worthy of none of the things for which we ask, neither have we deserved them. Grant them all to us by grace, for we daily sin much, and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. So will we surely also heartily forgive and gladly do good to those who sin against us. In Luther's search for salvation, Romans chapter 1 was one of the key sections that the Holy Spirit used to lead him to recognize that God's saving righteousness is given to us in Christ, his righteousness covering us. Romans 1, the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. In expressing the joy and the salvation Christ gives us, Luther often referred to the glorious promise God has given us in baptism. Galatians 3:26. You are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Titus 3. According to his mercy, God saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Romans 6. Therefore we were buried with Christ through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Baptism means that the old Adam in us should be drowned by daily contrition and repentance, and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily appear and arise, who lives eternally before God in righteousness and purity. The Holy Spirit enabled Luther to stand for Christ. Unless I am convinced by Scripture and plain reason, my conscience is captive to the Word of God, I cannot, I will not recant. Here I stand. God help me. Amen. Here we stand. God help us. Amen. God help us to hear your word and rejoice by faith in your grace in Christ Jesus, that the Reformation may live in us.
Here we stand.
God help us. Amen. Please arise and join with me in the confession of our faith in Luther's explanation to the second article. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent sufferings and death, that I should be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he has risen from death, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. You may be seated. We'll continue with the singing of A Mighty Fortress, sections of it after each reading from Psalm 46. You may notice as we do that how Luther takes the thoughts from Psalm 46 and applies them to his own situation. And certainly the Holy Spirit wants us to do the same. The organist in leading your part in song will come in without an introduction. Join in immediately. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
A mighty fortress is our God, a trusty shield and weapon. He helps us free from every need that has us now taken.
Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake at its swelling. Is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn.
With might of ours cannot be done. Soon were our loss effected.
The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted.
You ask who is this? Jesus Christ it is, the Almighty Lord, and there's none other God. He holds
hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
The devils, all the world should fill, all eager to devour us. We tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overcome.
Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire.
This world's prince may still scowl fears as he will. He can harm us none. He's judged, the deed is done. One little word can fail.
still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
Word, they still shall not remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain, with his good gifts and
the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
And do what they will, they steal, hurt, or kill, though home may be gone, our victory is won. The kingdom ours forever. The
Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.